fantastic program. Markers inherently are very difficult to recycle because there's so many different types of plastic in a package. And because the markers have to be safe for small children, that means they can't easily take them apart. So recycling in the past has been fairly difficult. The program with us is fairly simple. Schools gather and collect markers and even small crayon chunks in that. They put them in a box. FedEx delivers them to our site in Niagara Falls, New York, and we process them in the machine. We've already processed several hundred thousand pounds of Crayola products.
So these are coming in from all over the country?
Yes, they are.
How do you take a plastic item or plastics and recycle it into clean energy, clean fuel?
Well, plastics generally don't have sulfur in them, so we essentially take plastics, which are long straight-chain hydrocarbons, and we crack them in shorter chains. And the shorter you crack them makes a different kind of fuel. And we focus on around the length of 15 carbon atoms long, which is diesel. And so we do that in a fairly small processor. It's about 3,000 square foot in size. And it converts, it's permitted to convert up to about 2 tons an hour into diesel fuel.
Where can the fuel be used?
We're focused primarily on off-road purposes, so it's being used by local industries and factories to heat their plants with or boilers. It's being used in equipment that can also use diesel fuel. We do make a bit of a gasoline fraction, and that goes off to a fuel blender for use in cars. Primarily, it's purchased by paving companies and U.S. Steel.
You know, when you think of plastics and think of plastics burning, that's a dangerous, toxic mix and hear how dangerous plastics can be to our health. How do you keep that from turning into that type of a product when you're working on it?
Well, it's burning plastics in an oxygen environment is very, it's really bad. The DEC, that's the New York Department of Environmental Conservation, actually banned even the banning of plastics and farmers for their agricultural films, and we also process those. The plastics that the reason why it's safe in our process is because we're just cracking the hydrocarbons. We're not actually burning them. So we crack them into shorter chains without oxygen and with a catalyst in a proprietary system. Our stack has been tested by the Conestoga rovers with the DEC on at least 3 occasions that I can think of, and our emissions have been less than a natural gas furnace of similar size. So we've been very, very focused on emissions and ensuring that the process is as clean as possible. There's not much more we can do to tune it even better, but we're very happy with the results. So is everyone else. And we've been, again, focused on this is clearly, this is not burning plastics. This is just cracking the hydrocarbons into shorter chains.